Hey guys, Bessie's and Tessie's swinging back through for another episode.
Yeah.
Right, the guys are taking over.
Swinging. Literally. They're literally swinging.
I'm Randy.
I'm great.
Randy is Dandy. And I'm Brandy.
And what are you? Are you a handy?
I wish. This motherfucker.
And I'm Darnell. Nothing rhymes with my name.
I know.
On that note.
And, well, okay, guys, it's been real.
Yeah. So we're here with the husbands.
Again.
A fan favorite.
Yes, a fan favorite for real.
For real. We do get, like, a lot of feedback on you guys.
Yes.
People love you.
I don't know why.
What's not to love?
Yeah.
So Randy just made a cocktail for Greg and him. Tell them what you made.
I made a twist on a White Russian and a Mexican style. Has horchata vodka, some New Orleans style coffee liqueur, some creme de cacao, and a little bit of Ancho Reyes chili liqueur, and then, you know,
whoa,
cream.
Yeah.
And then I grated some spicy chocolate on top. So.
It is so good.
It's really fucking good. Sorry you guys don't have any of
yeah.
that right now. Darnell and I are sharing one.
Yes, because we also have wine. So we are being responsible.
You know,
with our shared drink.
You know, it is interesting, as Randy brought up, there is a New Orleans coffee liqueur. So that means it has chicory in the coffee. And you know something's a little suspect when we decide that, like, that's New Orleans coffee. It has chicory. And when it does not escape, like, Philly cheesesteaks are everywhere.
Uh-huh.
You can get Chili's cheesesteaks
okay, uh-huh.
in all 50 states. You can get New Orleans coffee in one state. Anybody want to know why?
Because I fucking saw it.
So when you guys were there.
Yeah, we went to New Orleans.
Yeah, so when you guys were in New Orleans, did you have...
You bet your sweet ass we had it.
And it wasn't good?
It was awful.
Well, on the rare times that... Well, I was in the rare... But, you know, occasionally, like, this liqueur, or, like, we've gotten it at Whole Foods, like, the cold brew coffee with the chicory in it.
Uh-huh.
It's like beets or whatever. It's like, it tastes like dirt.
It does taste like dirt. You're right.
Yeah,
I've had a coffee from Whole Foods where, you know, it's already like, oh, chicory. I'm like, what's chicory? That sounds cool.
Oh.
No, it's not cool.
No, it was not cool.
It tastes like dirt.
It's not even cool if you put, like, sugar and milk in
it. No,
it's like Vietnamese,
like dirt.
Like Vietnamese coffee or whatever. It still sucks. Awful.
Yeah,
but the cocktail's good.
Okay,
but
the cocktail. Anyway, the cocktail's delicious.
I would never, like, go somewhere and order, like, a cafe au lait, because it'll suck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I love cafe au lait. I love, there's almost nothing better than half steamed milk and half coffee. It's so good.
Is that what
I love
a cafe au lait is?
Yes.
I never trusted it. I never
I was a barista for 5 years,
it
was my favorite job ever, and I worked at Diedrich Coffee.
Isn't that an Americano? What's an Americano?
Yeah, Americano is just water. And
oh,
espresso.
Water. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
I don't know either. Like, anytime I go, if I don't have Randy, I just get me, like, a tripalte. Like, I have no idea, like, what to order.
You can't read?
I don't know what I'm reading.
You guys make
I don't
it.
Understand
There's always,
it.
Like, coffee terms. Like, they make shit up. Like, cafe au lait. Like, they have the cafe au lait.
But I'm like, I don't even know what that is.
That's
so if
what
I see cafe au lait, I'm like.
50-50. 50 coffee and 50.
Then why don't we just call that?
Milk or something?
Why don't we
just
call it
50-50?
Yeah, steamed milk.
Okay,
right?
Because we don't.
See, I don't, it's like another language. But when I go with Randy, I'm like, what do I get? And he picks it out for me and it's delicious. But I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
He just picks it out for me. He's like,
this is
what you want.
He picks something that's sugary.
He's like, not always.
No?
Not always.
Yeah, he
not
does.
Not always, but no, sometimes we went to Coffee Code in Buena Park this last weekend before we went up to Solvang.
Uh-huh.
And they had a, what was it? It was a strawberry.
Well, you lost me at strawberry.
No, but it was
so
good.
Good.
It was like
oh, was
espresso.
It espresso? Yeah,
it was
strawberry.
Espresso forward, like a strawberry latte.
It was
or
so
like
good.
Oh!
And it was super
It was
good.
Really
so,
good.
Coffee Code, Buena Park, is like one of my favorite coffee shops.
It was really
okay.
good.
Okay.
The same thing, I was like,
did
oh,
you
this
try
is Rogue
yet?
No, not yet.
Okay,
Rogue's
did you
good.
Try,
Well,
he already
said, you already said he, like, he already
oh,
knows,
he did.
HHC.
Yes, you already gone there, yeah.
HHC.
Yeah.
The Coffee Code has the best cold brew I've ever had.
Oh.
It's like blueberries.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
oh.
they know how to do it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
They know how to do it right.
So anytime we go to like these coffee shops, I'm like, oh, you have to help me like order because, again, I don't know what I'm ordering. And then I'm like, what are you going to get? It's always
iced
cold brew.
Yeah,
cold brew. Cold brew.
Yes.
Cold brew.
Well, you
I'm
do
like,
get the espresso.
Yeah. Jeez.
You,
like,
you do get to taste, I mean, if you're into like the roast, you do get to taste like the beans like
uh-huh.
in a really
true right.
natural.
That's like
way.
What you want to taste when you try a new coffee place because you want to figure out.
I'm going to tell you what Jay orders. So this is how I learned. If you really want to see how good the roaster is.
Oh,
you
order
walk,
both.
No, you, no, no. You walk up, give me a shot of espresso, give me a pour over.
Yeah.
That's how
you
know.
Both.
You order the,
so you
the pour over
the espresso,
and the espresso.
And you can taste the coffee.
And then you'll have a pretty good idea over what these guys are about. Like which
yeah,
direction they're going.
Pour overs are delicious if you have the time for it.
Yeah.
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 Super good.
So, has Jonathan made you a cup of coffee yet?
No, but I would invite that.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So, he has perfected at the house. He has a lot of gadgets. He has his own fucking tea kettle for the water.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
with the long neck.
Yes.
You have,
well,
to,
yep.
you have to have that.
Well, because he was doing the
and
hot water out of the...
But it wasn't hot enough. The sparklets
yes.
thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But then, he had like... He has like a glass pour over, and then he recently got a porcelain white pour over because it has more holes in the bottom.
No.
What is
wrong.
It again?
He got
what
the porcelain one because what his move is, he's like you. He likes iced coffee.
Oh,
so you can make iced coffee with pour over, you just put ice in the bottom.
Uh-huh.
But the porcelain one actually has a much smaller spigot. So it drains a lot slower.
Uh-huh.
So then that way the coffee in the water has much more contact with the water, so you're getting a much denser
water.
Yeah, and he does that. He does that with
to counteract the ice that's in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so he does that with the ice, and then when he has the regular hot coffee, then the hot pour over, then he does
the regular glass.
Oh,
nice.
My God, he's like so
oh,
into
he's,
this. Like he
yes.
does research and searches for these items, and
he drives for his beans, his favorite. His favorite beans is Hopper and Burr.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
No.
Because Hopper and Burr, well, they don't have their own beans.
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
But they,
yeah,
but
they
do St. Frank?
St. Francis a
Saint
lot. St.
Francis
and
in
then,
San Francisco.
And then there's one from Michigan that he gets a lot, and I can't remember what they're called.
Okay.
But with the pour over, I have a little bit of a beef. Well,
okay.
I got multiple beefs with pour over. but my first one is, I think the baristas are messing with us because they put it on a scale.
Oh.
And I don't want to be like,
uh-huh.
What's going on with the scale?
Right.
I think they're just, because there's also a timer. There's a scale and a timer. So
we
now
know
I'm
why.
Like,
uh-huh.
Wait, what's the
right?
Why? What's the why?
Spencer's taught us why.
Oh,
what did
Spencer Pratt has taught us why.
What did Spence say?
Okay, so you can't go past 33 seconds. Okay?
What does that do with the scale?
And then, so he has a scale, and
yeah.
he weighs his espresso.
Yeah, he
espresso.
Does weigh. Yeah, he weighs
okay.
it.
And then,
and because
he doesn't like to jam it either.
Yeah.
So he doesn't jam it. He weighs the espresso, and then he times out the pour. Yeah. And the perfect pour is 32 grams.
But the
you can't really go over 33. But the what?
I was gonna say, but the whole thing, the whole contraption's on the scale. So I thought they're waiting for like evaporate like a certain time for evaporation or something. Like
oh,
why
oh,
do you put the whole
oh,
everything?
The
whole,
like,
whole everything's
the whole,
on
his
the scale.
Whole machine is not.
No, no, no.
Scale.
When you go when
he
you go
weighs,
to coffee
Spencer
place,
weighs his coffee.
I totally understand
Diedrich,
what you said.
Diedrich had done that like back. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I'm down with weighing like how much literally how much coffee we're
saying.
Putting in.
But
this.
When you. Yeah, I don't know why they do that, but
with
when
the
you
machine, yeah.
Yeah, when you do weigh it though, it's like you zero out the weight of your thing. And then
yeah.
you add the coffee in and then you weigh
I get
it.
That.
Yeah.
I maybe that's how they know like how much they have. I mean if you
maybe
know, the
oh,
density of the coffee is
like
is consistent, then you know like once you hit a certain
how much
weight,
time?
You know you're gonna
yeah.
fill a cup.
All right, so that was a
well,
coffee
was
hour.
You are most welcome, that was
very unique.
That was. Totally.
We have done that. Well, actually, we are not, like, wasted like we normally are.
Oh, my God,
we're
not. I mean, it's going to get ugly at the end.
Give
but
us
but
a few minutes.
It is.
Yeah. Yes,
I'm getting there.
To drink
we, got
we got those crowlers.
Oh, my God, you guys are doing
we
like you're dancing.
Dance. Okay, we're not dancing. So, Okay, so should we go into Oktoberfest?
Randy, should we go into Oktoberfest?
Or do you want to do that?
Well, I mean, we could, but
there,
here's the good side. I can't tell any stories.
No,
I don't remember it.
I would say there's a very good part of the story. There's not very much to tell. We showed up to Oktoberfest. We got $60 of tickets.
And are now
we got one shot. We ate a couple of potato pancakes.
Okay.
We ordered too much popcorn, which we oddly paid for cash.
Okay.
You paid cash?
Yes.
Oh, you did?
They didn't accept the tickets.
Oh, no.
But we didn't have
any tickets. That is so stupid.
Oh,
but
no.
Why did we do that?
Hold on. We got to reset
this whole thing.
People have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
All
right. So, you guys.
We went, well, we did San Juan.
Way back, yeah.
We did San Juan for our photo shoot for A Boss Babe's Journey.
You have notes on, should we start there? Because you have notes to bring up.
Oh my god, you guys.
Oh my god. Okay, so wait.
Listeners, you're gonna fucking die.
Yeah, so we went to San Juan.
And I put the name of this fucking winery in my phone.
Yeah, we need to talk
about this wine bar. Okay.
We go to San Juan because we're doing a photo shoot for Bubbles and Bitches and also for A Boss Babe's Journey.
Yeah.
Actually, for A Boss Babe's Journey.
And also Bubbles and Bitches.
Yeah, but most Boss Babes.
So we meet at this wine bar in San Juan, and we're having drinks, and we're taking pictures.
The wine bar is called Five Vines, Randall. It's called Five Vines.
Okay. Because
there's five kids.
Because there's five kids.
We were like, oh, this is so cute. It was a really nice spot, and the wines were delicious. And then,
you guys, we are sitting at the bar. And we must have been
like three glasses in.
Yeah, two or three glasses in.
Yeah.
And we're talking to one of the bartenders, one of the workers there.
Right.
And the worker pours us a glass.
Oh my God.
And he walks over just a foot.
He was still there. Could have asked him a question.
You guys are going to fucking die right now. He hawks a motherfucking loogie.
So disgusting.
And then he pulls the trash can to his mouth and spits it.
Spits it into the trash can.
I can't fucking believe it. I am going to yelp that motherfucker.
It was so disgusting.
And then when I go in there, I'm going to be like, oh, did you guys read that funny Yelp about you?
I did that because you're assholes. We, like, looked at each
Can't
other.
Can't fucking believe that.
We looked at each other and we're like, did that just happen?
Yeah.
What just happened? Like,
were you... You guys...
I didn't pick up any of that.
I was going to say, for the record, I missed this whole episode.
You guys were in your own little world.
I think we were.
Chatting, which is fine.
But
beer does not look good, by the way. It's way dark. It looks like... Well,
is
it a stout?
No, it's a stout.
It's a stout?
It's a red wine barrel-aged...
Oh, okay, so it doesn't smell bad.
It tastes almost like a sour, because it's just what red wine barrel.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Shitballs, that is good.
Good.
I take it back.
It doesn't look good, but it's good. It's very fruity.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Really good. Yeah, oh, my
it's,
God.
So what is it, Randall?
The brewery, Why It's Wednesday. So it's a, they're Black Tuesday Imperial Stout, so it's a big 20%. This is not the 20%. They have...
I know, I saw it's like a light version. Yeah.
It's like the second version.
So, but this one is Asian wine barrels.
I thought you said this one's Asian. I'm like, it is.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I get it.
I like Asian.
Yeah.
Well. Hashtag truth, not a joke.
Okay, that was awkward. Okay, so back.
Like,
oh, no, go ahead.
Half of the rails are falling off right now.
I know.
And it's not this head.
Thank God.
The lid is.
Yeah. Well, okay, we did have a bottle.
The vaginas are falling off
and
the wheel.
We're on the second bottle.
The vaginas are like, help me.
No, the vaginas are like, we're here to play.
No, the vaginas are like, open for biz. Oh, I got a kick in my step.
That was good.
You did a good job.
You
get a little single. Okay, no. We're not going there.
Oh my God. Okay. So back to Oktoberfest.
Well, back
okay,
to
so,
the wine bar. Oh, we don't.
Yes.
The wine bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So the wine bar was
Anyway, we had three more there.
Yeah. I know. We didn't leave.
Yeah.
We didn't leave. We had,
four glasses there total, I think.
That's an even better Yelp story, because it's like, I would have left.
Yeah.
But I needed three more glasses.
Yeah. But the wine was good. So then we did some photos. It was a lot of fun. And then we went to Y&K, which is
fucking homecoming, though. That was kind of fun.
Okay.
Awkward.
Now, here's the deal. We have to back up.
Yeah.
We still haven't eaten anything.
No, we didn't eat anything.
And we didn't eat anything for the whole day, pretty much.
Standard.
Yeah.
The weekend's like, we don't eat.
I know, except
for
our nighttime.
We don't eat.
Yes. Okay, so then we go, it's Randall's big fucking idea to go.
Big idea.
Yeah.
It wasn't the original plan.
No, it was not. It was not.
It was not the original plan at all.
So we go to Y&K.
And I did not know about it until we were halfway there.
That's not what happened at all.
That's not true, because you okayed it. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. Nobody ever told me you were going to Y&K. No, you did not.
When we were in the bathroom.
You're being a liar face.
I'm not. You are.
Yes, you are.
When we were in the bathroom and we're changing our outfits, Randall texted me and I said, the boys want to go to Y&K for drinks. And you're like, sure, let's go.
No,
and
I did not know we were going there.
No, you told, and I texted him, I'm like, Brandy says, let's go.
In all fairness,
no, hold on.
In all fairness, both could be true, because you might have said that, she might not have understood or known what Y&K is, and
I don't believe you.
So,
I don't.
Listeners?
Okay.
Uh-oh.
We're having a fight.
I'm like getting really mad.
We're having a fight. I want to take off my bra.
I want to take off my shoe. Listeners.
Pantsless sadness.
Yeah. Oh,
Greg,
my God.
Greg, I live for no pants parties.
Can you guys do jumping jacks all front of us so we can watch it?
We just want to sit
on the couch and
you
want to
do that move where I jump rope with one leg?
Oh my God.
You want to see the helicopter?
You guys are so bad. Oh,
hey.
Okay, what?
The Dutch windmill, because that sounds dirty.
Okay.
Wait. The city windmill.
I
have no idea what this means. Okay, back to being mad at each other.
Randall has an interjection.
Y&K is the most delightful cocktail bar.
Oh, it really is.
Okay, hold on.
Phenomenal.
Randall, tell the listeners where it's at, why it's delightful, why it's your favorite. Tell them.
It's at the Irvine. Total favorite.
Marriott.
It's fucking weird.
It's called Y&K, which is short for You'll Never Know. And it's really small, like 14, 15. It's not even seats, it's just a lounge, you know, couches and chairs and everything. And
when he says 14 or 15, you guys, he means 14 or 15 people.
Yeah, not 14 or 15 seats.
It's very small.
It's
a very small location, but all of the cocktails are like you think of craft cocktails, but these are like a step above.
And
the bartender, I completely forget his name, but you know, everything he does, like, you just give him a direction, and the drinks he brings out to you are just phenomenal.
So, twists on classics, the best stuff we've ever had, and he started right away.
Well, going back to the time we went before this time, like, Randall's like, give me a rum drink, and he poured like the OG daiquiri. Like the one we get at the rum club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, you're like,
rum club is
in
Portland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So with absinthe in it.
Exactly. Because it pops, it just wakes up all the flavors. And you go, like, oh, this guy really knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But this move, you know what this did? This was, I was going to say a pineapple upside down night, but this was like a cocktail upside down night. Because we're like, we're doing the nightcap first.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's what happened. Okay, guys. So we go to Y&K, And we have two drinks.
We said that we're like, okay, we're only having two drinks.
Because we're not going to have anything to eat.
We're going to Oktoberfest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're like, two drinks and that's it.
The goal was to go to Oktoberfest. And by the way, fuck Huntington Beach. Fuck that place. It's all about Phoenix Club in Anaheim. So that's where I
it
like
is,
to go to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
So fuck. I mean, I do miss the wiener. I would like to watch a wiener dog.
They do that one in Huntington.
They do that one in Huntington.
Nine.
So, yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you that Huntington. That's what I'm anyway, so we are at Y&K. Randall is,
begging
Darnell to get a third cocktail.
He is begging.
And Darnell, you can hear.
I
look over at Darnell, and she's like, you are not getting another cocktail. Stop asking me for another cocktail.
He is begging, and he's like, I just took all of your photos. I need another cocktail. I'm like, no.
You're like, no, you are not having another cocktail.
But he was begging.
He was like on the verge of being pissed off.
Yeah, no, he was like, he was getting mad at me.
Yes. So then we, the boys, so at Irvine Marriott in the bathroom, okay, the boys were so excited the first time that we went to Y&K because they go to the bathroom, they come back and they're like, girls, they have a plate of salts in the bathroom. So you get to exfoliate your hands when
and
you
then
wash
their hands. Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
This time they did not.
No, they did
didn't
not.
Have it.
And you were bummed about that.
And we even brought it up with our master cocktail.
Our master cocktail list was like, oh, yeah, no, they're out of them.
Yeah.
And Randy was like, well, why? Like, they shouldn't be out of them. And I said, no, they shouldn't be out of them. So then we end up leaving. We Uber to Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Okay. And we get right outside to Oktoberfest because we want to have Killepitch. So Killepitch
is so much fucking better.
So much better than Jägermeister,
oh,
guys.
Yes. It really is.
And it is. It's imported. So it's
legit.
It is legit. And this is
it's
what.
It's a lot of tickets.
It is a lot of tickets.
That's a lot
is
of
it
tickets.
Four a shot?
Four or six. It was a lot of tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying, it was like, yeah.
I'm fucking counting out tickets.
It's like the
fair,
you guys. So we like buy our tickets and then we go get drinks and food and all that. So we all do a shot of Killepitch. Darnell and I, this is like our moment. We are so excited to be there. We're ready to rock. And then we have our beers in one hand, and I got her like a dark German beer, and we're like, woohoo, this night's gonna rock.
We're walking through the shops.
We're walking through the shops. We leave the guy for a minute.
And
what, Randall?
Well, and this is...
Where you don't remember.
This is where time stops.
Yeah.
You know, like when you're watching like the Wonder Years or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
so, Darnell and I...
You're wondering how I got it.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, because I am too.
So Darnell and I, we go get potato pancakes.
Uh-huh.
And we bring it back for the guys.
Yeah.
And they're standing in line. They've already took a shot. We've only been there not even 10 minutes.
They've done a shot.
They've already drank a beer,
yeah.
And they are in line for another beer.
That's accurate.
Yeah.
The lines are very long. So, people who are not beer veterans, like, just understand the way when you're at, you know, in this case it's Oktoberfest, but when you go to a beer festival, you get your beer, and then you stand at the back of the next line
while you're drinking that beer, because
it's going to take... Fill in the blank, X amount of minutes. And you'll just rush along.
Well, we were there for 10 minutes and you guys had two beers.
Well,
so the lines aren't that fucking long. BT Dubs, okay?
Look, they have a streamline there.
Okay, no pun intended. And so, anyway, we bring them back.
We bring potato pancakes to them.
Yeah.
And then we go back and we're walking.
You and I were like, can we just leave them, please?
Yes.
Because Randy was looking crazy.
Yeah.
And we were like, bye, Greg.
Yeah, sorry, Greg.
Have fun with that.
So we go like shopping.
But Greg was drunk too, but he was just like up for the challenge.
He's not a gremlin. I got this hand. Like, what are we talking about?
So it's like he was like going for the bunny slip this time. He was,
he was like, we're doing this. We're going in.
Yeah, we're doing
this. So Randy and I go shopping. Like,
yeah.
We're going up and down all, like, the booths. Like, we're having a really good time.
It's just, like, a small little area with, like, different, like, they'll have, like, the Scentsy stuff there.
They have jewelry.
Jewelry and shirts and dumb shit.
Don't forget the Steins.
Oh, my God. We didn't even fucking see those.
We didn't. So then we're looking for the boys, and we're trying to find them because, like, you know, we don't know where they're at.
Where are you at, babe? So I'm texting him. Oh,
yeah.
we're in the corner. We're eating popcorn.
Like,
I'm like,
hell?
Okay. So we finally
find them.
What are you
doing?
The
Yankees got eliminated. Sorry.
Oh.
Baseball.
Oh, my God.
Baseball news.
Yeah.
Baseball news.
Okay.
Come on.
So wait, is it Dodgers and who?
Astros. Houston.
Go Astros.
Fuck Astros. Fuck Houston. Sorry if anybody's from Houston. Now listen to us.
They just got hit by the hurricane. Like, America should be pulling for Houston.
Oh! I
not for
shit! We're not Dodger fans, so anybody against Dodgers, we're rooting for.
Oh,
so.
No, that's dumb. You gotta go for California. If you're going against another state. No,
especially when you're going
against
Texas.
Don't be
re-rated.
All right.
No,
so.
Yeah, we're not.
Okay.
But anyway, so we find the boys, and they both have giant
So you guys remember Houston.
Yeah. Anybody but them. So we find the boys, and they have giant packs of kettle corn.
Okay.
Tell
I've got pictures.
Tell the background of how you
okay.
got that kettle
so,
corn.
So I'm about to fill in the blanks of this story.
Yes.
So,
and if you don't do it correctly, I'm going to add my 2 cents.
As the lady
even though I wasn't there.
As the lady said.
Do you want more or am I drinking this?
I'll have a little bit.
Okay, drink some more of that.
Okay.
As the lady said, they left us right after we got to the Kilo Pitch. I looked at Randall and I'm like, we need another beer.
Sorry.
Even though we're only about one quarter of the way through the current beer. Because, like, we need to, you know.
And a shot, and they've already downed this fucking beer by the time they got another one.
No, well, yes. The line! I already explained the lines with them. Anyway, so we're waiting in line. We're about halfway through the line. Now, okay, listeners, listen to this little tidbit detail here.
Uh-huh.
You ladies go and get potato pancakes.
Yeah.
You come deliver them to us.
Uh-huh.
We finish them before we get another beer.
Yes.
So,
do.
I mean, this is how long this line is.
Okay.
For the record.
For the record, we were still at Oktoberfest for less than a half hour. So it wasn't that long.
So
oh,
then,
my God.
So then we get to the front. We get our beers. I'm like, Randall, let's go get some bratwurst. So we went and
I
got.
I had no idea.
I know. So we went and got smoked bratwurst.
Yeah.
And I like, ripped it in half. I'm like, you take this part, I'll take this part. We're good.
You only got one. You split it.
Well, I only got one because I was out of tickets at this point after getting six beers. At this point,
I
I've already gotten six
I don't
beers.
Think I had any. I think you
had. I had the tickets.
Yes.
I had our tickets.
At this point,
she was buying our shit and he was buying your shit.
Well, because at the start, we got four beers round one, and then two beers round two.
And
we got your two beers too.
But I paid for the Kilo Pitch.
Yes, and
all
you
of
paid,
us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was even.
Yes.
Well, no, that doesn't matter. I'm not talking about that, but I'm saying he had to buy six beers with his tickets first. That was the problem.
Yeah.
So his tickets were gone, right?
Yeah.
Yes, my
anyway,
tickets
they,
are
and then,
gone.
And then they had.
I had enough tickets to get one smoked bratwurst. I broke in half.
To get one.
Yeah.
We were good.
Sure.
We were good. We downed the bratwurst. At this point, we already ate the potato pancakes. Those suckers are gone. We're now downing the smoked bratwurst. Randall's like in the mood for popcorn. So, like, we walk by the popcorn thing. And, like,
but Randall just finds the spot line.
So, right,
he's
so,
like, here I am.
So, wait, before we even go any further.
You don't remember.
I don't think you can talk on this.
I can because I have, like, another alternate name for our podcast.
What?
Brats and Shots. Continue.
That's good because it almost sounds like bras.
I want to take my bra off.
At this point.
I don't like
it. Why did you wear one?
Well, I felt nervous.
I don't fucking have one.
I know, I'm going to take it off.
Take it off.
On the...
Woo!
So after we got...
Swing that shit. Oh, I got the ugly one off, too. The ugly one on.
I don't know. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. It's a fucking beige and ugly. Okay.
But after...
I don't care, I'll swing that shit around. It's like a rodeo.
She's saying swing that shit. She's talking about the bra.
Okay.
After
we got done with the brats, I was like, oh, I'm going to go get some more tickets. Because I was like, I'll go get, you know, $20, $40 more of tickets for when we need more food, more drinks, whatever. I'm like going to the ticket line and like Randall pulls his famous disappearing act. And he's in the line for popcorn. I'm like, I don't have any more tickets. So like I go like get behind him. And the lady's like, oh no, we only accept cash. And it's like, all right, I got cash.
No,
so,
that's not what happened.
No.
Randy loves the union
no.
goes, I don't have any money.
Well, no. I don't even think we're there yet. So
okay.
So here's what happens. I'm like, whatever it was, $6 or $8 or something. And I'm like, we'll go family size because it's me, Randall. At some point, you ladies might be getting on this. So whatever it was, $8, we'll say. I give her the money, takes it. She's like, you'll get it down that window. So then Randall grabs the display one. I'm like, no.
That blocks away.
Hold on. I'm like, Randall, that's, hold on. That goes there. Okay. And then, like, they literally hand it to you right there. It's count corn. It's not like
yeah.
it's not like they're grilling it up. So they give us that, and then Randall's like, well, where's mine?
No, Randall gets
so,
that.
And
so Randall,
I'm like, all right, I guess we're getting back in line.
No. Randall gets back in line,
yes.
you said.
Yes.
And you were like, Randy,
we already got it.
Yeah. And the lady goes, would you like an order? He goes, I want a large popcorn.
So we got
and
another
then,
one.
And then Grace's like, okay, guess we're getting two.
We're getting two.
Yes. And Randy was still concerned that he couldn't take off with the display popcorn.
I may have been.
We then walked,
oh,
I don't know,
God.
20 steps, found a seat, and like text the ladies.
Oh, yeah. And we pulled up, I have pictures. We pulled up and as soon as Darnell saw Randy, she's like, oh my fucking God.
This is not good. We're gonna have to leave.
Yeah.
Like, but then we go and we try to have dinner.
Where do we go, babe?
The Beer Stuba.
Which we love. That's where we met.
This
well,
was supposed to
met.
Be a special
oh, it's,
that's not,
thing.
That's
it's
not.
Okay, yeah.
That's
it's
not where, you
it's
met.
Not where we met.
That's where we consummated.
We met. We met Betty Kubelpitch.
Well, we didn't meet them.
No.
But that's where I fell in love with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
This is
I
our
know.
First Orange County date.
Yeah.
So.
The first of many.
Okay,
so. We're at the bar. We're trying to order food. And we're like, I'm like, he needs food. Like, I didn't know that he... I didn't
know...
Are
you okay with the water?
I am there.
Okay. I like that you're drinking it, though.
Yes.
Well, we didn't know that you guys had brats, okay? We didn't know that you guys had, like, other food. So I'm like, he needs to eat. And the whole time he's telling me, he's like, I'm hungry. Like, I need to eat. I'm starving. So I'm
yeah.
Like, and we're like, let's get fucking pretzels. Like, just get those big-ass pretzels. We'll just...
So we ordered two of these pretzels. So we're at the bar. We ordered
yeah.
two of these pretzels. These pretzels are about... are Oh, you got... Watch out with the clearing throat. Okay.
Yeah.
There, you're getting the look.
I got the side eye.
You got the side eye. Actually
I'm
got more than that. So these pretzels are about as big as a placemat on a table. They're huge.
Yeah. And
we ordered two of them per couple, you know, and I mean,
one per couple.
And the whole time Darnell is literally talking to Randy
yeah.
and I look over at Randy and I'm like, oh, he is falling asleep at the bar.
Exactly.
So she's talking to him and the bartender's talking to us the whole time because he's like, oh, they are occupied. They're having a moment. So
the whole time I'm talking to Randy, I'm like, we need to go. Like you're falling asleep. I was being like very nice about
yeah,
it. I'm like, I'm just gonna call the Uber. He's like, no, I don't want to be that guy. He's like, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm, and then finally I was like, I just ordered the Uber. We're going.
Oh,
like
yeah,
I just had to make that move because
yeah.
he didn't want to go. But I'm like,
well, I looked at you and I go, you're leaving, huh? And
I'm
you
like,
said, yeah.
I'm like, you're falling asleep at the bar. Like,
yeah,
we have to go.
He was so
or
drunk.
We're gonna get kicked out. Like,
yeah. So then you guys leave,
right.
And we get these fucking pretzels, and Greg and I are like, Jesus. These pretzels are so big, and he goes, do you want me to box one? And I'm like, I tell the bartender, yeah, can you put one in the box? And then we order our meal and stuff, and then the bartender looks at me, and he goes, that guy, your friend, he's in trouble.
Oh, my God.
I go, oh, my God, you don't even know. He is in trouble tomorrow.
Well, okay, so here's the capper on this whole story. We come home. You know, Randy's parents are watching Max, so they're here. Love them to death. They always watch Max. We get home. Randy goes straight to the water, fills up his whole cup, He sees his parents. He's like, good night. He goes upstairs. So I'm left. I'm drunk, too. But I'm left talking to the parents for a whole other hour. Because he's passed out. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm totally not drunk. What happened? How was that? I'm like
now
trying to talk to them.
This is standard for you, bitch.
It is goddamn right.
I know.
Can I share?
Okay.
No.
For share something you don't remember, but go ahead.
No. Well, that's kind of the point, exactly, is that, you know, like those movies where it's like an alien abduction or anything, you know, something like that. You know, like,
you've had some bad experiences.
Yeah,
Facebook.
No. It's like, I'm learning stuff today. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, it's been very enlightening.
You are.
But
so
okay,
right
but
now.
Okay, but for the record, also in you know that whole night, it was funny. It was funny that twice from San Juan to YNK, which once again is in Irvine, and then. From Irvine to Anaheim, both times I ordered the Uber XL. Because guess what? We're four people. I'm done sitting the three in the back seat. But I did love Brandy's comment on the way to the Phoenix Club. She's like, this is awesome. You have a van for Uber? We got room. This is amazing. And the guys
I,
and the guys
I
like
tell the Uber, I'm like, this is amazing. I feel so comfortable. The air conditioning works. I'm like, gosh, thank you for having this car. And then the guy goes, oh, you ordered Uber XL. I'm like, oh, we did.
And I'm like, yeah, because I'm over that shit. And let's get some room.
It's like, okay, we don't have to squeeze back there anymore.
Well,
like,
no.
It's fine if you're going like 4 miles, 5 miles. We're going from like San Juan to Irvine,
yeah,
Irvine to
true.
Anaheim. No. We're getting like
because there have been several times where we have all squeezed back
of
in
course.
There.
Oh yeah.
Well, and like I said,
that's usually what we. Okay,
yeah.
Let's keep it real. If you guys ordered, you'd be ordering the squeezing.
But
But
when we're.
Right?
But when we're going between, like, our house and your house, who
cares?
Well,
I mean...
Our house to TBC, who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah,
but if you're traveling, F it. Like,
yeah.
No, we're going big.
Well, and for the record, I have no idea he's been doing this for the last few times.
Well,
yeah, I mean, he's the one that orders the Uber the whole night.
Like,
you know what I mean?
He lucked out.
I guess so. I had no idea.
Yeah.
This whole time, I'm like, wow, we're getting lucky.
Oh, my God, you're going to
be that
lucky.
I know.
Wow, we just,
how did we get that?
We had a Tahoe,
yeah,
and now we have, like...
Tonight. Boom.
Oh, my God.
That's what I got to say.
That is so funny.
So next topic.
Yeah, next topic.
A topic that where Randy doesn't look so bad.
Yeah.
So should we talk about our trip?
Yep.
So then we go to Solvang last weekend.
Yeah. Version 2.0 now.
We go to...
And Randy does not look bad in this trip at all.
Oh my God, you fell in love with him.
I did. Honestly, I really did. No, I mean...
Did you have sex in the cabin?
We did.
Boom! 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 Good job.
Good job, Randall.
Oh yeah.
Well, no, honestly, like we needed this trip so much with like the mold and the bathroom and the demolition. Like this, for
you
like,
needed
for
to get away.
Month, for,
get out of Dodge,
eight,
right?
For a whole month, and we talked about this for a whole month. We were like.
We were
two ships just passing.
Yeah.
We honestly didn't laugh. We didn't joke. We were so stressed and like so bummed about what was going on. We were
I
just
know.
Going through the motions for a whole month.
Yeah.
And then finally it's all done. We have our bathroom back. And you guys, you know, thankfully talked us into doing this trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys already had it planned. You're
yes.
like, hey, there's another room in this cabin. Like, you guys should come.
Yeah.
And for us to go, we had so much fun. Like, we honestly reconnected.
And
yeah,
we
okay,
had
good.
So much fun.
Plus, you get up to Presque Isle.
Oh, Presque Isle.
And
I think we did a pretty much an A-plus job on showing you guys
you
a little bit.
Whoa.
You did.
So
I have
relaxing.
To say,
so gorgeous.
I just feel blessed to have shown you how to work the lights in that room.
Randall, I just want to tell you that I feel very grateful for you.
Hashtag
we are blessed. Wait, what is that? Thankful, grateful, blessed.
Yes. For
we
you
should all
to show them.
Should
how
we all get
light.
Fucking T-shirts for our Friendsgiving? A
oh
thankful, grateful,
thankful,
blessed,
grateful, and like a heart.
Come on,
yes,
yes.
I'll be the heart.
Okay, Okay, you're getting on that.
Okay, I'll
hear it out. No, you're going to make our shirts.
Oh, because I made my boss make
shirts.
Yes. I'll make your guys' shirts.
Make them. And we're going to run. We're gonna wear that shit and fucking take pictures.
And I'm going to charge you.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's part of your Christmas present. Surprise!
No, it's not. No, it's not. I get a I want a free one.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Does that wipe out my debt with Greg?
Yeah.
Yes. Stop it. This guy is like, Randall's fine.
He's like, I'm just
fine.
Who cares? I'm down for Greg, too. Like,
you paid for everything.
No, no.
Well, yeah,
no,
like
no.
On your birthday when he started complaining about crystals again, you were like, hey, buddy.
He
you were, you totally,
he was on the right side.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
This guy was on
you
the wrong.
Not, yeah.
We're
so,
cool. We're cool.
Yeah. No, you totally talked him down because I was like, you want to go there? Like, I was like the devil. And I'm like, you want to talk about my crystals?
I know. I told Greg, I'm like, don't you talk about my crystals. He's like, I'm talking about your fucking crystals. Like, oh my god, I know.
He was like, your fucking crystals are stupid. And
I
were,
know.
You were like,
I gotta go to the bathroom.
It's a thing that happened.
We're past that. We never talked about it again.
Oh my god. Okay, so back to our trip.
Yes.
Okay.
Amazing.
So we
such
took,
needed trip.
Okay, so they, I tell Randy, like, please leave, try to leave at 6:30 if you can.
Yeah.
If
on,
you can't,
on
leave at
morning.
7.
Saturday,
and
yeah.
This is Saturday morning. So
yeah.
Greg and I have been there since Thursday. And so I tell Randy, try to get as
but,
early as you can.
Yeah. And my mom was
what?
So good.
Should we what?
So... twice a year, me and Brandy go up to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Go up to the whole Santa Barbara wine region, which is the... on wine labels, whenever you see Central Coast, that's what we're talking about. So
Santa Maria, Santa Ynez, Los Olivos.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so it's all these sort of valleys, basically on the slightly inland from Santa Barbara.
And the only reason why we say Solvang is because that's where everybody knows.
That's
yeah.
Like,
everybody knows where Solvang
know
is.
That's like
yeah.
The center, the central town.
Right, yeah.
But
it's adorable.
So one of the first big vendors up there was Bess Parker, a.k.a. Davy Crockett, from TV fame.
Yeah.
But that's who he's known for. But anyway, he had a bunch of kids, and they all are vintners now. One of them is called, the labels is called Epiphany. And in Los
It's one of the sons that said, I'm going to branch off from you. And it can be under the Fess Parker label, but nobody will know, like, nobody
right.
really knows that.
It's,
just,
it's its own thing.
It's
uh-huh.
its own thing.
Uh-huh.
And
um,
it's super modern and very cute.
It's really cute.
Fun fact about Los Olivos that we found out.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Greg.
Greg.
Greg's historical fun fact.
Oh, Greg's historical fun fact.
So, Los Olivos was the, what do you call those? Not caravan.
The stagecoach.
The stagecoach stop between San Diego and San Francisco.
That's right.
So, when you talk about your original missions, you know, you had missions. Of course, you know, San Juan and San Diego, but one of them was Santa Barbara, hence the name, right? But really, the mission's actually in Solvang is where the mission actually falls.
What's that place called?
I think it's probably Mission Santa Barbara. I think
no,
it's
what
called,
is the restaurant that's called there now?
Oh,
or the bar?
You know what? I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but there's a yeah, sorry. Anyway, so it was like an Italian guy who ended up... Maria Moretti? What was that tavern called? Or
yeah, it was like a tavern somewhere.
But you guys, this tavern is super old.
Yeah, well, it goes
yeah.
back to
yeah.
you know, 1850s or
right.
whatever that
time
frame.
Yeah, and
it's
still
frame.
There, and
uh-huh.
it's in the same fucking family.
Yeah,
but the guy, like, so they were, because he established that post,
they
right?
wanted to name it after him.
And
right.
he said, see, everybody's in on Greg's historical
yeah.
fun facts.
And he's like,
don't.
He's like, don't name it. Yeah, Randy's. So he's like, no, don't name it after me, you know? But then he planted.
Olive. He was Italian, so he planted a bunch of olive trees, you know, to
yeah.
make his olive oil and all that. And so that's why the town is called Los Olivos. Yeah. Which is a
olive tree.
Which
yeah.
is a which Los Libos when you're up there is a tiny tiny town, but it is
it's
like
so cute.
But it is central to sort of like the winemaking in the region.
They
yeah. and
fucking sidewalks at like 6 p.m. Like it's like
I yeah, it's so small.
It's dark.
Like,
yes,
but there's no street lights, you guys.
There's
so,
no
yeah.
one. Nothing.
We're walking back.
So you got your phones. And you're hoping that, like, I don't know, Michael Myers isn't out?
Yeah,
or...
I know. We were really scared. You guys were really scared. We were afraid of Michael Myers. And you guys were afraid of mountain lions.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because you guys came back later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other sort of...
Because they fucking escaped to Figueroa Mountain. Brewing
company.
You told
company. Us to. But you told us to. Anyway.
Well, don't tell that part.
Yeah, like, go get
the story's
rather.
Better without that part.
Other sort of fact, one of the bigger wineries up there that if people in California might know is Brander, because they do distribute, so you can get their Sauv Blancs at, like, Whole Foods locations and stuff like that. But only reason I mention this is Los Libos now is an official region of wine. So you will now see on the labels, it will say Los Libos District, because the Brander family, this just hit, like, within the last year. Because he pushed and said, our Sauv Blancs are
different.
Than you
right.
name the Sauv Blancs all over. Whoever the wine council is, you know, they come in with their scorecards or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, and they officially said, no, you are your own. It's called, is it AVA? AV something. Where you are now your own your own viticulture.
Viticulture area.
Yes.
Yeah,
where you know you are officially
well,
your own.
And we love Los Libos, so
yeah.
I will totally be looking for like those labels like in the market.
Yes.
Yeah. You'll
yes.
see them. You'll start seeing them. So now that you have the Central Coast, you know, sometimes you'll, of course, you know, we all know Paso Robles and Sonoma and blah, blah, but one of the new ones you'll see is Los Libos District.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
That's really neat.
Okay.
But we start at...
So
all is super great, and this...
Yeah.
It makes
so
me
I
want to go back so bad.
I know.
It's the best.
It's
the
best.
Cabin was so fucking cute.
I know.
Hmm.
Although we couldn't figure out the lights, and I could not figure out how to turn the fucking water on
okay,
in the bathroom.
Okay,
I know,
it
was just...
This is where the whole story... So going back to Epiphany, we're in the cabin that's owned by Epiphany.
Right.
The cabin we're staying at is actually Fess Parker, Davy Crockett's original office.
Yeah.
For the whole region.
So he did a two-master bedroom in there.
Yeah.
It's got a full kitchen and a full living room.
Yeah.
And it's really
two baths,
but it's all super modern.
Yes,
air
really,
conditioning,
really
heating.
Yeah.
You know, suit
no, it was
like
great.
It's the only like you get Wi-Fi there because when you're at Los Olivos, you get
no
service
reception at all.
So thank God that this place does have Wi-Fi because we got reception because of our Wi-Fi. We were staying in Los Olivos, so it's kind of cool. It's like the only it's the only places that you could stay that is in town.
Yeah.
So when you stay in Epiphany cabin, you're staying, there's like, is it 78 wineries?
42 on the main strip.
Okay, so there's 42 wineries on the main strip.
And you can just walk up
and
down.
And it's just a mile.
Yeah.
You just walk up and down the street and it's awesome and they're fucking tasty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah.
So
it's so dangerous. Like,
it is dangerous. So that's why we didn't
and
do that all day.
And they're so like friendly with the wines.
Yes.
Try this.
They don't give a
like,
shit.
No, and I'm like, I think I paid for three and I have seven.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yes, what happened? So then we planned, we got a driver that day and we went to Presqu'île, which is like way out there.
And
it's
gorgeous.
About a half hour,
it's like
hour.
Up on a mountain.
Yes.
It's
you guys
like,
try
Presqu'île. Modern. I honestly thought I was going into like a museum.
Yeah.
You know, of like
it looks
whatever.
Like a Yeti or
like whatever.
Whatever.
It really
does.
Like the indoor outdoor feel. So like
yeah. Oh yeah,
so
like they
the
opened
whole...
up like this wall and like it's half outside, half inside.
It was like a really mixed
it's
space.
Gorgeous.
It's
yeah.
And the wines are really good. We bought what did you buy? I said, hey, go buy this one because I really like this one.
Oh, he came back
and
with
he
more.
And he came back with more.
Yeah.
He came up with more. Yeah.
Yes,
they're good.
He got a Pinot, a Syrah. Did you get the Syrah?
I got the Sauv.
You got the Sauv?
And the Rosé.
And the Rosé.
So like, I guess four.
Yeah.
No, but we were
trying to pace
the,
myself, but he came back with four.
Well, the Pinots.
That's okay
like,
because you hit a good spot.
We tasted a few of the Pinots and then they had one that was growing like near the coast.
Yes,
and
it tastes
like
totally different.
Smell and taste, like you comparison.
Yeah.
And like the one near the coast, after we compared it, was like jalapenos, like on the nose.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
It literally smelled like ocean water. It smelled like salt water and jalapenos.
Yeah,
pickled jalapenos. Like
yes.
Briny, like
absolutely.
Yeah, briny. That's what it was. But
yeah.
it was weird.
It was good.
Yeah,
so,
it was super good.
Yeah,
yeah.
The place was so gorgeous. Like
yeah.
the view, like and walking through the whole. Not winery, but you know,
yeah.
I mean, I guess you are walking the winery.
Yeah,
but you know,
no,
yeah.
The place that you can walk through, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really love that place. And then we went to
River Bench, Bubbles,
which is the Bubbles
which
place.
We did the champagne. You
yeah.
and I did the champagne
and
flight.
And they did the Pinot flight.
Yeah.
So
but
the
then,
big, yes.
you were chatting up, and you got us a couple other
free
little
Oh, yes, I did.
Don't let those people...
You got us
all. I really didn't do anything. I just said, no, that's what I want.
Well,
you pour it.
I know. And they're like, well, you had the flight. You're like, no, but I think you have this. And
I'm
really
like,
want to have that.
No, I said, you've got a rosé brut and you also have a flat rosé. So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you want to pour those because I'm probably going to buy them.
Yes.
And they were like, you're right. We're going to pour them.
And
I'm like, yes,
and
you
that's
are.
What we bought. I bought two of those Brut Rosés.
Yes.
So
they're
good.
They're
you're probably going to drink it tonight.
Yes. Well, let's drink one.
It was so
cheers.
Good. Because that was my favorite thing.
Yes.
Off the menu kind of thing. Was
yes.
Was my favorite one.
Yes,
yeah.
It was.
They need to put it on the flight.
Yep.
Delicious.
Well, they don't put it on the flight because they know you're going to buy it. So you see, like, the flight is a sale... Everybody,
don't let them fuck with you.
No,
they have that. It's like Kiana, they didn't fuck with you.
No,
they were like, you know what,
you're gonna everything.
Yes, they're like, you know what, our tasting list is 6, but you know, we have 11, and you're gonna taste 11.
I got everything at Kiana.
Yes.
I was like, I'm fucking drunk. Like, stop pouring.
Oh.
Honestly, I'm like, stop fucking pouring.
Yeah,
but we. Kiana was my favorite.
Kiana. So
it was our favorite. That was
so
at the end of the night, though.
That was at the end of the night. So then from
River Bench.
From River Bench, we went to Demetria, which Demetria is my favorite spot, period.
Okay. I have to say with Demetria
that
our driver, how cute was she?
Yeah.
She has
yes.
a tablecloth. Like, we were like, because you had to make reservations to at Demetria.
You
got to
make reservations. And... What sucked about going, we're going to go there again with you guys. And what sucked about going there is it was so fucking busy.
It was really busy.
And I feel terrible. I'm like, God damn it.
That's
I mean,
not the experience
it's not
we
normal.
Usually have.
No.
Yeah.
It
usually,
was so packed.
You guys, usually there's 3 or 4 couples. We had to sit literally on the way fucking far corner.
Yeah, in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My fucking arm got sore. It was.
Well, and...
The only thing I regret about that is that I did not see a tarantula.
Oh.
Okay, so fun facts, like, tarantulas are super...
common, like, I guess at this time.
At this time, because the males are going out to find the females, our driver told
yes.
us.
Yeah,
they are. So they're, like, walking, like, they walk across the road. She says that you just see these... huge black blobs when you're driving, and sometimes you hit them, and you're like you swerve to try not to hit them, but
yeah, but
she's like,
you do.
She said they're gentle giants, they don't hurt you,
yeah,
they're just scary looking, but
we didn't see any,
And are you fucking
looking.
Sad about
no,
that?
No, okay, no, I'm not,
no,
because
yeah,
I would
you
have
and I were stressed out, we were gonna see a tarantula,
I would have had a nightmare,
you and I were like this,
yeah,
looking
like,
all
yeah.
over the ground, we
side
were like,
it.
Holy
yeah,
shit,
side to side, yeah,
they're probably sitting there like helicoptering or something like that.
I know.
Randall. Oh, my God. Like, hey, ladies.
Well, to sort of button up that whole Demetria conversation, usually, every other time we've been there, we're always the first reservation of the day. So you have to make a reservation because, listeners, when you drive out at this place, it's off the beaten path, and it's like, 10-15 minutes off the road.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where you're driving on, like, dirt roads, like, through the
canyon.
You're
going up, but you're going up. You know what I mean?
And so you have to make a reservation even to get into the room because they only have so many parking spots and it's a single lane. It's a single lane road to get in and out. So normally we're there, like, at 11 a.m., or 11:30 a.m. or whatever it is. So
and we couldn't get in until 2 because they had a big party going on.
But we got in at 2, and, like, that's why everybody kept going down to the lower field. So they have where the tasting room is. They have this lower field where they do the movies. We've been to the movies before. But because people were just hanging out. And having
yeah, I know.
Everybody was just having too good of a time.
At the tables. But what was so nice was our driver.
Oh,
when we
yes.
sat at our table, she had a really cute sunflower
tablecloth. And then she had a sunflower centerpiece.
And a centerpiece. Like, she, like, dressed up our table.
Yes.
Like, oh, girl, we fucking made it.
We did. And
like,
only,
what else could we ask for?
Yeah. And the and honestly, like, it was only, you know, $200 for all day for a driver. I mean, it was,
yeah,
it's awesome.
Crazy.
Unbelievably worth it.
Yeah.
Because you're driving, like, so far. You cannot drive and hit these places. Like,
I know.
There's no way you could do that.
No.
You need
a
driver.
No, you can't. You need a driver. Yeah, because you don't want to, when you go to these places, they're so, I mean, the roads are so small.
Yeah.
You can't be tipsy driving at all. You've got to, like, just be safe. It's better to spend $100.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
As opposed to. Alternative, like,
yes.
like wait,
yes.
like thousands and thousands,
10,000 or death, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we're gonna take that.
Yeah.
We're gonna take $100.
She was really cute.
Yeah,
she was.
She was cute.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh,
she's not as good as Dustin.
I miss Dustin.
I know.
She was good.
She was a little chatty,
a little too chatty,
but she was really nice.
But she,
and
was
she
good.
Really took care of us.
Yes,
she did.
Absolutely.
We'll
no
use
place.
Her again.
Of
yeah.
course.
So Dustin, okay. We'll talk about that later. No, nobody fucking cares about this.
Everyone's like, yeah.
Everyone's like,
oh,
this is boring. No, it took a fucking Sunday trip. We got it. Okay, so then we end up going to back to our cabin,
or
our pickup party.
Oh,
so
Kiana, pickup party.
Kiana.
We hit
yeah.
Kiana. So Kiana is K-A-E-N-A.
And it is
the owner is from Hawaii.
Amazing.
And you guys, here's the deal. The owner of Kiana, his father is the starter of Dukes in Hawaii and in Huntington.
Not crazy.
Right? So that was kind of cool. I found that out this time, but we're members of Kiana. We're
going to do the membership too, because that was our favorite. Everywhere we went,
yeah.
that was our favorite. So
yeah.
it was really good.
What is going on?
Kiana's.
No. Yeah.
Kiana is also very expressive of the region. They're just light wines.
Kiana does Grenache.
A lot of Grenache, a lot of like fun whites. The only other thing in the region that they don't get into is Pinots. So Pinots are huge in that region.
Uh-huh.
Kiana just doesn't do them because wherever they source from or whatever is not super into those.
Yeah.
But top to bottom, Kiana is wonderful.
What did we get?
Probably a couple of Grenaches. The Ronin.
The
Ronin. Yes.
What style?
Ronins are always a blend.
Okay, so
and the reason, like they sort of say, the reason that they're called Ronin, there's another big winery up there that also distributes. It's called Beckman, and he was the main winemaker.
Kiana was the main
for a while,
and then he opened up Kiana.
And then he opened up Kiana, but now he does blends that like break the rules. So
it's not like a straight like GSM or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Well, okay, so there's like a big like dividing line between Bordeaux and Burgundy. And this guy doesn't care. So like he's gonna take the cab and he's gonna blend it with the Grenache and he's gonna blend it with like a splash of Viognier.
Yeah.
Because he's just
it tastes good.
Because
he's
just trying to make
the
best
the
wine.
Rules,
yes.
He just wants
and
to
that's
make
why
this.
He calls it Ronin.
The Ronin,
yeah.
because he's now that he left Beckman, he doesn't have a master, but also the fact that it's like it's game on.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
game on.
So, I mean, I think that was our favorite. We got, like, two
oh,
of those
yeah, yeah.
red blends.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know. We got, like, another
like,
blend.
The entire
case. We got,
like, top to bottom.
Yeah. I think we got the
was
Char.
Impressive.
And then we got the Riesling.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well,
oh, the Riesling was
yeah.
super
Riesling
good.
Was super good.
They did a Chardonnay this time. And so, Michael, I think it's Michael, actually.
Yeah.
He doesn't like Chardonnay. Well, see, okay. For the listeners also, and this is kind of interesting, but a lot of people like the buttery, oaky Chardonnays.
Right.
Okay? Those are Napa Shards. Now, people make those in master's distribution because...
They sell.
So, Chardonnay, though, used to not be like that. And it and so Los Olivos region is bringing shards back.
Yeah.
So they're doing them in cement eggs and steel oak barrels.
Yes.
The cement eggs are very good.
I'm super glad because I'm not a buttery shard.
No, so I
not, not to geek out, we got two issues. We have not only the oak malolactic fermentation, so you have two sources that creates that butteriness. Sonoma, oh my God, makes the best tropical shards that you've ever had. And, like, just off the wall. And
it's like pineapple and... Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've had some of them.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Pineapple
and
flavor is
no,
crazy. Like,
and the reason why I'm bringing that up is, like, you know, if you're looking, I would say go, you know, retail-wise, go Sonoma shards because you'll find those. The whole Central Coast has shards, but not a lot. It's Blackjack. It's, you know... There's a couple shard makers.
Does Dragonette do a shard?
Dragonette does not.
They're
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon
is the
big...
No
glass, girl.
In that region, in the Santa Barbara region...
Oh.
In the Santa Barbara... in the Santa Barbara region, the big white is Sauvignon.
Okay, yeah.
Is, you know... And they do it...
Oh, yeah. No, they're
yes,
so...
I mean,
they're so good. You
can just
buy one every 48...
Yes.
All those 48 wineries.
Like, and no, exactly. And they kill Sauvignon. So, but they're into the charts.
I'm sure they can hear this.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're talking about wine. We're drinking wine. That's what happens.
So, the last little Greg
fun fact. Hey, it's like sideways.
The last little Greg fun fact, you know, when dealing, at least in this case, with like all these wineries
thanks,
and all that
Randall
stuff, is...
Well, girl.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Boom.
Whatever region grows Pinot Noir, you're going to have two other varietals that always go next to it. You're always going to get Chardonnay, because Chardonnay needs the same exact region that Pinot Noir does. The other thing that you're always going to get is Viognier. The reason you get Viognier is most Pinot Noirs have about 5% Viognier blended in.
Yeah.
To like,
but they don't have to say they have Viognier blended in because it's only 5%.
Yes. And so it's like a salt in a cookie or
uh-huh,
in a whatever.
Uh-huh.
So you often get, we love Viogniers.
Yeah.
Like,
Viogniers
are really, really good. America is the only place where Viognier becomes like an actual style. Everywhere else, it's a blending grape because of Pinot Noir and, you know,
yeah,
varieties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
these are very good notes.
Sorry.
When we get our winery. When we retire
up there.
And
so
we
when
get
we
our
winery.
You guys, I'm not
house
fucking joking when I tell you I want to retire up there. It's not going to be cheap. But if we literally could do a duplex up there, I'm
oh,
not
yeah
kidding you.
No, we're fucking down.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
know.
We can do like a duplex.
Yeah.
We can. I'm totally down for like hiring someone to help us do the wine. Like, get some fucking property and get some fucking wine.
Totally.
Bessie and Tessie Wine.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Stop it.
Hey, Chronic Cellar Works. Who knows? Who knows what's next?
Hey, Brats and Shots.
Yeah. I think we can do this.
Shouldn't Crotch be in there or something?
Oh.
Like, Brats and Crotch? No. That doesn't sound good.
I don't think anyone's going to do that.
That's stupid.
No. We can come up with some fun good
news. I came up with the worst one, so I will say it though.
What?
Brats and Twats.
No!
That's the best! Brats and Twats! That's it!
How did we not think of that?
Oh my God, Randall. You patent that shit, whatever you gotta do.
Oh my God.
Cheers to that.
Yes.
So
oh
then,
my goodness.
So yeah, no, I got it. We're gonna wrap this one up.
That was a really good note.
That was cute.
I'm going to write that down. We're,
so,
trademark, don't cancel clear. No one
cancel
take that.
Cancel clear. No one take that shit because we will fucking find you. No, I'm like taken. I will find you.
Yeah.
And I will hunt you down. And you, I will kill you.
Yes. Oh my God.
That's not what he says.
No, but that's like Leanne from Dallas.
Oh.
I will kill you.
Yeah.
I got my hands.
Well, yeah.
And that's all I need.
And I was saying, that's all I need. I need my hands. I got a pair of horns. I'm going to shove that horn up your ass. And you will never see the light of day again.
We are so good at that. Oh, my God.
We are good at Leanne. Oh, my God. She, I fucking love her. She's one of my most favorite housewives ever, period.
Well, I would say on the flip side, what I mentioned now about roughly an hour ago about Chicory Coffee.
Let's bring it back.
California,
please.
California.
What?
California, we don't have good threats
here. He lost me.
No, listen. We don't have good threats here. When you're in Louisiana, we'd be like, we're going to bury you in the swamp. You know? And when you're like, when you're in New York, you're going to be like, you're going to be sleeping with the fishes. Like, in California, we're going to be like,
you can go to the beach.
We have coyotes. They might nip at your heels. Like, we don't have the great, like...
We need something. Because
we need
Dallas,
fuck that. We're California.
We don't need shit.
We're the best, period.
Well, what are we killing
like,
you with?
You're fucking jealous you don't live here.
Our gangster song says California knows how to party. Like,
yeah!
That's our best, like, gangster
California
song is like...
knows how to party. California knows how to party.
Great night.
Yes, we do. Okay, so then we went back to our mansion in Los Angeles.
Story continues.
And we played games. Woohoo!
So much fun.
The games were good, and we're gonna play that game we played where me and Randall were always the fucking asshole of the joke.
No, they were fine.
Yes, and no, we weren't.
We gotta play it on
actually,
podcast.
We were fine because
we
we will. Yeah. We're gonna do it on another episode. We will do that.
We really did because that was hilarious.
That was hilarious. And then apparently we went to bed and you guys did not.
We did not.
You guys did a little.
Good times.
A little. Yeah.
Hubba, hubba.
God damn it. We had a rough month, okay?
My
so...
mind's telling me no.
But my body.
My body's telling me yes.
We're married. We've been together for a long time.
We
can do this.
Have been. Oh,
yeah.
Should we wrap it up?
I think this is a good episode.
Okay, I know. So, well, they're like, well, half of it wasn't funny. It was education, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, we come with the fucking goods. Thank you, babe.
Yes.
Thank you, Randall.
Great.
Okay.
Let's go.
There you go.
I said pot. I don't know. I would like some pot.
Next episode, we will bring you some pot.
Okay, good.
Okay, there we go.
All right, listeners. Well, thank you so much. We love you, and you're welcome.
Thanks for another episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode. We're now getting a little tipsy. Bubbles and kisses
from your bitches.
Say bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Okay. No.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Love you.